This executive powers fight after a bipartisan move by Congress to approve a compromise border security package that has little to do with the president's demanded for wall. He wants to blame dollars from other federal accounts, but one he knows will face legal challenges and bipartisanism or skirting Congress. The Capitol's top two Democrats say they will use every worthy available to protect the constitutional power of the purse. Sarah May at the White House.
The president also signed a bill with the government until September. He then got on the Marine Corps and flew off to Mar-a-Lago, Florida for a holiday weekend. California says it plans to sue the president's state of emergency declaration. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the details haven't been worked out yet, but California plans to lead a lawsuit to block the declaration of a state of emergency. Newsom says the state harmed more than any other by the misuse of federal money, the loss of control of the National Guard, to increase drug smuggling.
He is arguing to make the drug problem in America worse by this action.
California's repeatedly taken the president's court the last 2 years. Attorney General Herb Serra says when this filed, it will be the state's 46th against Trump. I'm Warren Levinson.
For on the store, that's the Dish News. Be sure to look at our website, VAnews.com. This is VOA News. Active defense Barry Shanahan says it's time to expel the coalition from the Islamic State group. After meeting coalition members in Germany, Shanahan said that the coalition has made progress in defeating ISIS in Syria and Iraq.
They've ensured ISIS no longer holds innocent people of Syria or Iraq in its wrist, iron fist. We destroyed its ability to mass forces. And we have eliminated most of its leadership and significantly diminished its resources.
Shanahan said with the nations confirmed that 79 currently involved, the aim is to reduce the threat in other areas like Afghanistan and Philippines. President Trump hoped to hear a week that the pocket of ISIS had been crushed in eastern Syria. Our militants remain in the village of Baghouz, and an effort by U.S. forces to the town has been slowed by the presence of Iraqi civilians. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg has called a rush to restore the interior west of Kakin. INA Stoltenberg has tried to get in
touch with
the U.S. Secretary of State. Russia spent 5 hours in prison. Russia is organizing a concert that he made for Venezuela. Social media brand U.S. cons spell and global attention, what he called unacceptable to Venezuela.
Our goal is to raise 160 days and reopen Venezuela visit today and leave those millions to get them.
President Maduro is in the first 2 minutes into Venezuela. The United States and other countries recognize the Emily Quarrel as the president of Russia, China, and the world. Of course, we are back in one September. I'm